Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to talk about Creation Lightship healings. We have a new webpage up if you're interested. If you ever thought that you've been abducted before or had problems with aliens coming to you at night, visitations, without you requesting them, we have some pages on there that will help you. So this is brand new to the website, and just go to creationlightship.com. Go to the left side menu, and you're going to scroll down a ways, and you're going to see where it actually says alien abductions, alien, sometimes websites have attacks to you, parasite removals. So just anything that deals with aliens interfering with your life is right there. So if you wanted to go into that and experiment and just see if any of these races are playing with you against your free will, you can. So this is helping out a lot of people. I have a lot of people commenting about how they have it on at night. You can have the light being clear away these energies from you. And it can be on at 8 hours continuous to give you some kind of protection. So this is kind of what this show is about, is to get you more with your spirit. And naturally the dark side, using this God-type energy, collective consciousness, universal mind, is what the aliens are up to, and unfortunately, they're in the darkness, and the only way for you to get into the light is to go into your heart center. They never come to us, so the light never comes to you, because you already have the energy with you. So, we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am, and hello, and welcome, everyone. And like Ron said, it's Saturday night on the Lightship tonight, so we will be going to the Lightship for healing in a little while. And until then, we're happy to take any questions that you have for Ron about the Lightship or about the Ascension process or anything that you'd like to talk about. And you can either type those questions into the fast chat, and we'll pick them up that way. Or I guess you can call in, too. Ron, are you willing to take callers live right now?
Sure, yeah. If anybody wants to call in and ask questions, that would be fine, too. So,
okay, great.
That's
so
perfectly fine. We'll be going to the Lightship tonight probably about around 8:40, 8:45 for about 10 minutes for healing.
So if you'd like to call in, you can call 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And you can ask Ron whatever question you might have for him.
We had a lot going on the last show about different types of healings. We'll just see if anybody wants to come forth here on the fast chat or call in about healings that we talked about. I know we did some parallel life clearings for people where the dark side has taken us to dark side universes. We did emotional clearings, I think fear, trauma, anxiety. Then we were talking about how the aliens have implants in your DNA. This is how they abduct you. We talked about the abduction process with the physical body, with the, coding system that is on your body for the physical body abductions that we can release from you. We also have the same process for your spirit, which is why humanity is in such a bad shape here, because the spirits and people are trapped here. This is why you have past lives. In the life, there's no such thing as forced reincarnation. So normally you just go to one location once, and then you go out and experience the other realms of light, different planets, different places. So you're not really stuck for, you know, more than a couple lives typically. Not stuck at all, but you may want to experience it more than once. But to have hundreds of past lives is not a thing brought to you by the light. People wonder, gee, is there a God out there? Well, yeah, there are these ET gods that people pray to in the churches. And that ties you up even worse into these mind-controlling energies that they bring to us. So that's kind of the whole thing in a nutshell, is that you want to connect with your own divinity inside of yourself and don't expect anything outside of yourself to help you, because these energies of the aliens are right there keeping you in darkness to do so. And this is very, very sad for this planet. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I want to say hi to everyone that's typing in on the fast chat. Thanks a lot. And I see Kimberly is mentioning, Ron, that she's signing up tomorrow morning for the 8-hour intensive tomorrow. So that's great.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, so we're doing a special call tomorrow on a conference line, Pacific Standard Time. It starts at 10, gets over at 6. Eastern Time, it's at 1, gets over at 9. And we're going to be releasing Earth-based entities out of you. These are what you call ghosts. Everybody has these, quite a few of them, probably hundreds, maybe thousands of these inside of our bodies. And these cause addictions to us. They come to us from pain. If we have any pain in our body, you're going to draw them to you. And basically, this is why people have their personalities change all the time and why people get glossed over eyes, because entities are in there taking the place of your spirit. So we're doing another healing process tomorrow. We'll be doing three of these consecutive back-to-back Sundays. So it'll be the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th. And if you're interested, just contact me, send me an email, and we'll be able to put you on the call if you wish to. So back to you, Sylvia.
So maybe, Ron, we could start with an entity clearing, maybe from different parts of the body, so we can give people an idea of a little taste of what they would experience on tomorrow's call.
Sure, that sounds great. So let's see here. Let's pick on some addiction energies, okay, for entities. So here we go. This you might feel them leave you. So the addictions I want to work with are addictions where people get beat up, you know, maybe mentally beat up, emotionally beat up, self-sabotaging entities. So let's do this here. So ones that are self-sabotaging for you, we're going to start releasing these out of your body. Remember, they come into your body. They're there. They found a home. They like you. They like to sabotage you. This is why they're with you. And the mainly why they're in your is because you're not home enough to keep them out. Remember, you know, if you're not home, who is? It's these entities. So here we go. I'm going to release these self-sabotaging entities out of you. And you might just see how you feel, how your body feels once they're released here. Remember, there's only be 1% of them that we can get out of you, but every little bit helps. And here we go. Okay. Okay, there we go. More is coming out.
Ron, can I ask you a question while you're doing the clearing?
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
Okay. Just, you know, you mentioned entities that can cause people to have self-sabotaging behaviors, which is really an interesting viewpoint. I hadn't really looked at that possibility before. You know, you think of
everything in your life, in our life that we have. Remember, they have their own lifetimes in the past, hundreds of thousands of years. And, you know, they may have those same things that they want to experience again.
Yeah.
No, they need your trauma to live off of. And so by doing so, they need you to experience that particular agenda with you. So go ahead, Sylvia.
Yeah, and I met someone recently who, you know, was describing that they, you know, when they just wake up in the morning, the first thoughts that pop into their head are negative ones that are kind of like, you know, beating themselves up, like, oh, I should have, you know, done a better job about this, or, oh, I'm, you know, all those kind of negative self-thoughts. So would you say that that's probably an instance of an entity that's really badgering them?
Yes. Remember, the light, which is your spirit, doesn't judge anything. Everything is perfect. And so when you get any kind of judgment going on inside of your head, that's the darkness in you coming forth, whether it's an entity, whether it's your DNA past programming, the beliefs of your ancestors, you know, all these come forth. Remember, but the true you will never judge what you're going through and doing, because the light doesn't judge anything. Everything is 100% perfect in the moment. So, yeah,
so
if you go through that process, know that it's not you doing this. So you are either possessed, being controlled by some other force outside of yourself, and meaning outside of yourself is outside of your spirit, okay? This is why you want to become heart-centered, to live your life with heart energy and having your spirit, as you ask for guidance, connect with you. Remember, your spirit will never talk to you unless you ask it to. So that's one of the big mistakes that people think in the New Age movement, is that you're going to have guidance coming to you in your head all the time. That's not the case, because the light never will interfere with you. You're having your own experience. It only comes to you when you ask, and you have to ask in your heart. If you ask inside of your head, then you're going to bring in entities. So you can ask for Jesus in your head to come in. You're going to get some extraterrestrial energy, same as Jesus. You may get hundreds of other entities that want to play with you, giving you information, and they can be very intelligent. But you're not going to get the true energy of the divine until you go into your heart center. Especially people who channel these energies, they're not channeling the energy of what they say they are, because those energies will never channel to anybody. They're not supposed to. That's the light ship will not allow them to do that, because everybody has their own free choice, free will. So the entity that you're channeling is not going to come out of your mouth and talk. It doesn't happen that way. It's up to you to go through your own growth and to understand what you need to know in your heart center. So here we go. So these are being released from you. Let's do something maybe like a food addiction. That's on the fast chat here too. So if you have a type of food that you like to eat, but it may not be good for you, let's just take those entities away. Maybe you have someone like to drink soft drinks. Maybe you like to eat a lot of sugared treats or something. Remember, it's up to you to have discernment of what you wish to drink or have or eat, and the entities will come into you and want to eat whatever they wish to eat. And this is why people sometimes have situations where they go, gee, I don't know what happened. I know I shouldn't have ate that particular food. I'm allergic to it, but I ate it anyway. Well, an entity came into your body and said, I want to eat this food. And because you were not fully conscious of your spirit and having your spirit in all of the cells of your body, you went out and betrayed yourself, betrayed your body. And when that happened, you probably got sick because you got allergic to what you're eating. So this is what happens. The same thing when people maybe walk in front of a bar. If they have a bunch of entities inside of them who want to have a drink that night, they may coach you, push you into that room, control your body, just like you're like a remote-controlled robot, and they will walk you right into that bar and force you to have that drink. Remember, if you were home in your body 100%, then they would not be able to do that to you. So the whole process is to get heart-centered, to get your spirit into your body, so this will not affect you any longer. And then you can request your guidance by talking to your spirit. Your spirit will never come to you and give you information. You have to ask. So once people understand that, they're going to realize that sometimes when they do have information coming to them, it may not be for the best and highest good. Back to you, Sylvia. So we're releasing entities now of food addictions and also for drinking. Maybe you drink too much coffee. So just think of them now. Say goodbye. And they're leaving you. And just see how you feel in the next 5 minutes about having whatever you are forced to have that you don't want to. And see if maybe the anxiety, the tension of having that, the compelling energy to go out and grab something is released from you. This is a pretty heavy clearing right now. And we're going to be doing this tomorrow for 8 hours. And tomorrow we're going to be working on our spine, taking out entities out of our spine. This is where we kind of left off last time. So it's we did one of these sessions a few weeks ago. Pretty intense. So here we go. Okie dokie. Back to you,
Sylvia. I know,
Rod,
you had so many testimonials coming in from that last, the first time you did the entity release for the 8-hour call, that it was just incredible. First of all, how many testimonials were coming in, but also how many different things were being covered on those testimonials as far as, you know, the different kinds of results that people were experiencing with themselves and with their pets or with their children.
Yes, it was quite something to read all of those, yeah, and plus the comments of the people at the time having it. So a lot of people had a lot more energy in their legs. They remember, your spirit doesn't necessarily want to come into your legs because it wants to get a quick way out, so it won't come down normally past your waist all the time. And it could also be from the entities kind of holding you here. So when we did that release during that first eight-hour session, we worked on the lower extremities quite a bit, and people actually felt their legs have more circulation and actually feel much, much better because healing was taking place. So
that's
back
wonderful.
To you, Sylvia.
So another kind of thing that I saw a lot recently in people is where they have a change of personality. Maybe you're spending time with them and they're acting a certain way, usually nice or lovingly, and then all of a sudden it's like their whole personality can just kind of shift, and then they start saying things that are just really insane, and it doesn't seem like it's them. You know, is that most likely one of these earth-based entities also?
Oh, yes. So what happens is they're inside of you. And so when you get upon a certain topic that pushes your buttons, we'll say, it's actually pushing theirs. And so, number one, you have this energy inside of your body, which would be a judgment energy. And that judgment energy in your body attracted entities. So as soon as you start talking about a certain topic, they will come out, and plus your implants can go off inside of your body, which is brought to us by the aliens, the ETs of the darkness. And all of a sudden, you can be on an emotional roller coaster ride to hell as these things inhabit you and want to have their say-so in you. And then remember, if you don't believe in something completely, you don't understand it, you will argue to the death of it, to the death of yourself. Once you understand something, then it's just like water off a duck's back. And this is what happens with entities. They want to keep getting you riled up and keeping you going because they want to get that energy from you. Now, they don't care what they do to the body in the meantime. People contacting me and they say, gee, Ron, I have this addiction. I don't know what it is, but I have to go out jogging in the rain. I got to jog here. I got to jog, 10 miles a day. And it's destroyed my body, but I just have to do this. I'm compelled. I go, well, you have entities that like to jog. Maybe you got them, 20 years ago, and they want to be in your body because they like to jog. What are you doing to your body? You're destroying your knees, all your joints, because you're jogging, possibly on concrete, So, this is just, being excessive. But how do you get rid of it? You get rid of the entities so you can have control of your body again. And, people do get possessed that way. And it's true with anything. Anything that you do that's excessive is more than likely a body or some type of addiction is an entity, I mean. So these entities do this. Once you're clear of them, then all of a sudden your whole life calms down and you're in peace. Remember, when you're in your heart center, you're in peace. Entities can't come into your heart center. So whenever you go on that emotional roller coaster ride, get triggered by someone, or you trigger yourself, then at that point you're out of your heart center, and you're going to go through whatever they choose to have you go through. And during that process, it could actually harm you. And at worst, it could probably kill you. Let's just say that you happen to be watching or playing video games. I don't think our crowd does that, but maybe you have children that do. And, a lot of those games are very negative because, you're actually hurting, killing people. So all of a sudden, you find out that your child wants to go out and stab somebody. They saw it on the video game. Why not? It didn't matter to the program that they're watching that somebody died. Or maybe they go up and enlist in the service because they want to kill people too because they got programmed. Well, is that really what your spirit wants to do? So the whole thing is, and then also maybe entities came into you and you did awful things. And this is the whole thing. You have to be responsible for your spirit to come forth. It's up to you to connect. Your spirit's not going to get a 2x4 and hit you over the head with it. In fact, I'm sure that most spirits in the bodies are completely disgusted with the consciousness here because they can't communicate to everyone. You know, most people are blocking out their spirit because they choose to live in mind energy. Your spirit lives in love. That's the difference. Without control, mind is control energy. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a couple of really good questions about the entity clearing on the fast chat. One is, how does the whole life entity clearing differ from tomorrow's 8-hour session?
The whole lifetime for this lifetime gets rid of what we can in about an hour of time, okay? So it's like a once-over. Unfortunately, you know, this will be the second part of the series, and so we're having four of these calls. So we're looking at having about 32 hours of entity releases. And hopefully people could be cleared out after 32 hours. The single-time entity one does a lot for people. Normally we get rid of around, you know, maybe 50 to 100 entities, and that's great. So if you're wondering what to do, if you're concerned about entities, which I hope everybody listening is, you know, because you do want to become more spiritually connected to your spirit, and without having these things out of you, it's impossible. It's literally impossible, okay? So if you're interested in actually being more in the moment, then this is what you want to come on to is these calls. So the one that we do on the website or that I do in person, it works, but we're doing this at a much, much deeper ingrained level. And some of these entities could have been with you, you know, in past lives that we're getting rid of also. So this lifetime one works, but this is why we're doing more of these, because we need to go much, much, much deeper. Get into those past lives and get them pulled out of you, because they body hop through generations. Back to you, Sylvia.
The next part of that question is, are the three consecutive Sundays in May the same thing? In other words, do people attend one, or do they attend all three? How does that work?
Well, it's up to you. I would attend all three. In fact, if you were on the first one, I would do three more of these, because after doing 8 hours, some people are only cleared about 20%. This is why I chose to do three more times on it, to see if I can get you up to speed. So this is why we're doing it, so that you can get more of these things out of you. And
well, I know
it works in the moment. And so they don't exactly know how bad we are till they start working with you. And like I said, the entities only come in because people denounce their spirit out of their body. They didn't know how to hold spirit integrity. Number one, through not connecting with your spirit, not going by the teachings of Jesus, not to pray outside of yourself, not to get connected to the darkness, which is the same thing as having entities. And as the entities come into you because you lost your spirit energy, then you know, people are infested by them, and it's against your free will if they come in anyway. So this is one of the lightship clearings, to have you become more conscious and to have more of your spirit energy available to you. Remember, if they're in your body, you're not going to have healing there. So if you want to know why you're not healing, well, you're full of entities. That's one of the main things, because they're taking away your spiritual energy that's used for healing. They're living on it. So you want to get these things out of you. And once they're out of you, then your spirit can regain more territory in your cellular structure of your body. And when it does that, then you can have greater healing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think we had a question earlier on the fast chat about, you know, whether at some point the whole planet could be cleared of entities.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? But,
yeah.
You know, that's going too far. The main thing is you have to work on yourself first.
Yeah.
But whether it was or not, the lightship is not here to clear away entities. It's here to help people for ascension. And what happens after that at the ascension time is determined by what happens with you. So, you know, it's nice to think of those things, that the lightship can come and take away this and take away that and give everybody, you know, lots of money, because that should be more spiritual than not having it. But the bottom line is you have to work on yourself. Don't waste your time looking at things outside of yourself to heal. It's up to you to heal yourself, and the lightship is here to help you. And the dark side has been here for so long that it's very hard for people to hold their consciousness. This is why the lightship is here now to help you with that. But it's still up to you to do that. So So this is why people ask me, they say, well, can the light ship come and heal Africa or heal this or heal that? I go, well, it's up to them. I have a radio program here on BBS Radio. And, you know, if people were really interested in helping other people, then they would get out there and promote this show so we could have millions of people listening to it to get up their level of consciousness so they can have healings, et cetera. And I can get promoted very nicely that way. But so far, you know, even though people are trying, it's just very difficult because the dark side rules this planet and all the implants and stuff. So the bottom line is, it's up to you to do the work, and you must do your own work, and don't worry about anybody else because, you know, if you do, then you're going to be getting sidetracked from yourself. So I hope that helps everybody. It's up to you to save yourself, not to save anybody else.
So basically the bottom line with this entity clearing, then, Ron, is that the most, or the, as many of these as you can get out of your body as possible, the more your own spirit energy is able to come into you, and therefore the more connected you are to your own divinity and able to hear the, you know, your own spirit's guidance that you are asking for and maybe not able to hear right now because you're full of this other stuff.
That's correct, yeah. So most people are infested with entities, possessed, and, you know, the entities are controlling your life. So it depends, you know, how you want to have your life being run. Do you want entities to run it like it has been in the past, or do you want to have more control over yourself? And if you want to have more control of yourself, then these calls are designed for that. You know, unfortunately, as some people are listening now, their entity might come forward and say, oh, I don't want to get kicked out of your body. You better turn off BBS radio. You know, the implants are going off, and they're jumping around inside of you saying, oh, no, you can't do this. It's not good. I don't have any entities in me. Just ask your head. It'll say, I don't have any. Your poor spirit's suffering with these things. You know, so if you are still on the program, and which you are if you're listening to me, believe me, those entities inside of you are jumping around like you know, spit on a hot griddle, you know. They don't want to get out of your body, believe me. So when you come on the call tomorrow, we will deal with a lot of these. This is why we're having three Sundays. So I hope that helps everybody.
You know, normally, yeah, you know,
if I mention to somebody I'm going to be doing entity clearing, I find that some people just don't even show up. They figure out all kinds of excuses because the entities don't want to leave, so they will find an excuse for you to do something else. I'm too busy. You know, my parakeet got sick. You know, my dog needs to go out running. You know, they'll find out something to miss the call because the entities don't want to have you, you know, become self-empowered. They want to stay with you and be in your body. This is the whole process. So, and anybody who gets on these calls, and you're actually really self-empowered because you're able to ward off the entities that are telling you that, you know, you don't have any or that you shouldn't have to call. So if you're having that right now and you're thinking about it and the word is, no, I can't do it because I got to go see Uncle Harry or something, this call is probably the most important call of your lifetime because they will come up and tell you everything of why you should not do it or that you have to go somewhere else to have this process. And I can also do it absentee. Just let me know. You don't have to be in the call, but I can take you up anyway, and you will be worked with. So back to you, Sylvia.
You know, you've talked a lot about just being in that space of being non-judgmental and being kind of neutral, you know, like the observer instead of reacting to all the drama and trauma of life. And it seems like with what you're saying about the entities, that that's really what is kind of keeping people locked in that reactive state where they're just, you know, getting embroiled in all of the different things that happen because it's the entities that actually are feeding off that energy?
Yes, they live off your emotional traumas, and they give you the emotional traumas to live off of.
So the best way probably to get, to help yourself out as far as getting into that peace and, you know, just being in the present, being able to be in the present moment, then is this is going to contribute to that a great deal.
Yes, of course, yeah. We had a question here from Edmund. Basically, waking up in the morning didn't feel quite right. You probably went through an abduction process. That's what I would say.
Well, did you see the earlier part of his question?
Go on the website and, pay the $30, get on it for a month, and select your different ET races that you know about, find out how they're attacking you, attaching to you, and just stay on that website page. It's under Alien Attack, and go on there, and you should be able to help yourself out. So this is just a request here. You didn't do anything wrong, Edmund. You were just probably abducted. This happens to most people twice a year. You just probably have more recall. So get on the page if you want some help. So that's why it's here. So back to you, Sylvia.
So I just wondered if you had seen the earlier part of Edmund's question there, Ron, too, which that he had been doing, he had been on the website doing a brain implant removal.
Okay.
Yesterday, and then this morning, he says when he woke up, he felt lightheaded and wasn't able to concentrate and so on. So he's wondering if that might have been related to the brain implant removal, if he was doing that wrong, if he needed to do anything more with that, or maybe you think it's two separate situations.
I would just keep on the website. It's very possible that they did some damage to you by having implants put into you. So you may just be experiencing some R&R time now. But just definitely stay on the website. Just don't do one clearing. You know, do a whole bunch of them. So your body's just probably, you know, reacting to that also. So if you were on there doing implant removals, yes, then more than likely, you know, there will be some typical physical effects that could happen to you. You know, it's not that it's negative. It's just that your body may be going through a process. But if you do see things in your room, you probably will not be visited by light beings. They very seldom show up that way, hardly ever, because, you know, you're already connected to the light ship when you do these sessions, so you're not really going to see them in your room. You might be on the light ship continuously. Maybe you're bringing forth maybe information back. But they probably will not actually give you a visitation. So if you're sensing that, then get on the website again, bring up the light beam, and get these things cleared out of your room. And then also, you know, like I tell you people all the time, drop down to your heart and ask what's going on. You have all your own answers there. So, you know, when push comes to shove and you're stressed out, drop into your heart and ask your spirit what's happening. And a lot of people who know that they have been under alien attacks, I recommend that you stay on the website continuously. And, you know, at least at night anyway, bring it, you know, that's why we have it active for 8 hours. Bring up the light beam and ask to have them take away these energies from you. There's drop-down boxes there to select whatever you feel is right. And just keep the clearings going. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Yeah, the website is just so wonderful for being able to just work on that 24/7.
Yep, and, you know, remember, these things may have been in you for a long time, so the light ship is still working with you if they took out an implant, and your body may not, you know, heal instantly. Remember, these are dangerous things, you know. These are things that should not be in us, so, you know, your body may need some R&R time to recoup, but... You know, by all means, keep on that site. Just don't go on at one time and get off of it. Because if you know that you've been under attack, you know, you're going to want to stay on it till the light ship can get rid of these beings, these races of ETs that are interfering with you. Just one time, you know, would be foolish. Back to you, Sylvia.
You know, I wanted to mention something that I came across on, I think it was YouTube. Having to do, you've talked a lot about parasites and how we can have ET parasites put into us that actually can cause us not only physical damage, but can actually give us mind-controlling influence as well. And it's very interesting. I came across a video about how it's been proven now by scientists who are doing research on microscopic-sized parasites and how they actually do control behavior in people. It's very interesting. They've found, for example, that there's a parasite that they found in the brain that gets transferred, like, from cats and so on into people, and that this one particular one they've found, if people have it in them, it can cause them to have maybe 2.5 times more accidents than other people would have and other problems. And they found in rats and so on that it can completely change their behavior, where they would normally do things to protect themselves and, you know, find safety. It causes them to do the exact opposite thing. So it's very interesting how, you know, the things that you talk about, Ron, always seem to you know, come, you know, into evidence in other ways. Even though we hadn't thought about them before, they seem to pop up, you know, and it's just very interesting that the whole mind control that you've been talking about is actually a proven element.
Yep. That's all I can say is yep.
Yeah.
As above, so below, okay?
Yeah, so, exactly.
The aliens are here. They're up in our ship clouds, you know. Look up in the sky, and you can see these flat-bottom clouds. And remember the old days when you're growing up, at least if you're older, you know, remember all the clouds that you saw was like, little puffy clouds, looked like cotton balls. What do we have now? Flat-bottom clouds. Hello. Get a clue. And they're up to transferring mind control to us. The clouds form around these alien ships. We should call them ship clouds. The lenticular clouds are also these same alien clouds, alien ships that are hovering over each other. And the clouds somehow, just the way the clouds appear and work, form around these. And you could say that maybe the alien ship gets cloaked in these clouds. I think more like the clouds just form around them because they're there. And so, you know, look up in the sky, check out DVDs all the time. You know, every DVD that you rent, you're probably going to see ship clouds in it now, unless you have a really, really old movie. And then you're going to be seeing the clouds the way they're supposed to be. And you're also going to see blue skies. So most of the older movies about 20 years ago, you are going to see blue skies. Now what you see is a whitish blue, mucky type of cloud or sky atmosphere. It's not really deep, but it has a white tinge to it. And that's the chemtrails. But that's a whole another topic, which I don't get into. You can check out chemtrails on YouTube. I'm sure there's a lot of people talking about them. But that's not my forte. But remember, we're being controlled by the aliens here. And the alien ground crews are here also being controlled by them, too. So it's not that the people are bad here doing this stuff. They're just under mind control also, unless they're true aliens. And then, if everybody had the mind control off of them and they went into their heart center, all this stuff that we have here on this planet would stop instantly. And that's up for everybody else to do this. So, you know, it's up to you to get into your heart. And then once you're in your heart, then it's up to you to now bring more of your spirit energy back to you. Just being in your heart is not going to have you do the ascension. That's kindergarten stuff. You should always be in your heart. And then from there, you bring back more of your spirit energy to your body. So your body can integrate with, you know, your spirit so you can have a light body. But being heart-centered is the first thing that you have to do. That's the baby steps. And we lost that through our mind-controlling aliens and also the teachings of the darkness. And the teachings of the darkness has been here for a long, long time. And your body is used to having darkness in it. It's used to obeying the rules of the darkness. It's used to the reincarnation that's forced here, and it's used to doing negative things. This is darkness, so our body is definitely used to darkness. It's up to you to turn into the light. and the way you come into your light is to have your spirit with you. So back to you, Sylvia.
We have a question about 8 hours sounds like a long time on the conference call, and are there breaks?
Yeah, we break every hour. The time goes by very, very quickly because you're in the heart center and you're out of time. So don't worry about the 8 hours of time. Just put the time aside. You know, it's not like you're going to be taking a math test where you're going to be sweating and having, you know, traumas done to you. That's not the case. The time may feel like about a half an hour is going to buy after 8 hours. It goes by very, very quickly.
Yeah, I think you know, I was fortunate enough to be on the first 8 hour call that you did, and I recall that at the end of the 8 hours, almost everybody was saying, "Oh, I can't believe it's over. I wish it wasn't over. Can we do more? And when are you going to have another one?" So it's definitely not, doesn't feel like a long time. It feels very, very fast, and it's just wonderful. And like Ron said earlier, if you can't actually, you know, be connected on the phone line for that length of time due to other obligations or what have you, then you can come on as an absentee. You just still need to connect with Ron to be able to do that.
So
let's see. Our time is moving along.
This show goes by very, very quickly. Well, let's go to the light ship, and then if anybody has any questions, we can, you know, talk about that. We do have a question here from Heal321. It's about not familiar with the 8 hour on the website. Yeah, we have alien attacks on the website on the menu on the left side. Click on it, go to the scroll down box. It costs $30 for the month to get on there. You can use PayPal, and from there, you're actually going to have the light ship ward off these aliens that are attacking you. There's all different types of races you can click on. You can go into the extraterrestrial parasites and worms. We had calls for that also, and 8 hour calls on those. And it's a way that you can clean yourself out. And it you can go on to it for 8 hours. So a lot of people who are under alien attacks know about it. If you're listening to the show and you don't know what it is, that's fine. Don't worry about it. But the people that I'm addressing right now are the ones who know they have been attacked by aliens. And the way you know is, or if you don't know, the way, one way to find out is if your body jerks at night. If you go through jerkings, like you're starting to go to sleep and your body all of a sudden jerks, feet jerk, you feel pins in the bottom of your feet, you are under attack by the aliens, okay? So get on your computer. Change the settings so that your desktop will stay on all the time. Most people have laptops. That's no problem. It may not be good to do it with a regular CRT screen. But aside from that, get on there and leave the light beam up. Change your settings so that it can be on all night, and it will help you have a much better sleep, and it can ward off some of these aliens. But you want to get on there. A lot of people that I talk with who have done this process get on there daily. And they do probably 1 to 2 hours of work getting these alien abduction situations off them. So this is one way to do it. And so, like I said, it's $30 for the month, and get dedicated and just get on there and do these things. Plus getting these ET worms out of us and parasites that are invisible, like octopus and squid energies and things like this, things in your joints, taking away your life force energy. They're actually here to kill us. This is why your body, another reason why you can't heal. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So these things are taking up the space of where your spirit should reside. And the aliens don't care if they kill you or not, and neither does the entities. Remember, your body is just a host. And after they kill your body, they'll go to somebody else. So it's up to you to regain your spiritual integrity of your body, because your body is a spiritual energy, just needs help, and your spirit is here to help them. To help you, to help you know, your body live longer, to survive, and to live in peace. So it's up to you to connect and do the work to help your body out. So let's go to the light ship. So this will not work on the archives, mainly because people can get abducted if they think they're going to go to the light ship. So this is a lot of people's egos think they can go there whenever they choose to, which is not the case. If you ask to go there in your heart, your spirit will tell you that you cannot go. if you ask in your head, naturally the aliens will say, I want to abduct this person. Yeah, you can go to the light ship whenever you want to. So, but you cannot. So this will not work on the archives because I'm not connecting with you physically. So here we go. We're going to go up right now. And like I said, you will not be able to go on the archives because of alien abductions. Here we go, going up. And if you have any animals or pets you want to bring with, and we're now getting ready to go. We're going up. And the reason why you can't go is because the light ship needs to hold 100% spirit energy of the light. And if they saw you come up there, they would terminate you instantly because you'd be darkness. And we're up there right now, and our animals and pets are leaving us. We're going into the first room for healing. And this is the hot tub room. Very, very nice room to go into. This is used to detoxify your body. If you happen to be in a cold location, you can ask to have your body temperature increase slightly. If you're in a really hot location, ask to have it, a little bit cooler. That can be done. Here we go. Next, we're going to go into another room, which is very beneficial for a lot of people. And this is the pain release room. So here we go. We're in this room right now. And if you have any physical pain, just request a healing to have the pain released from you. Remember, the light only works in the present moment. So 1 second from now is another moment. And then a second from then is another moment. So don't think that they're continuously working with you unless you're in a room up on the light ship consciously working and talking to the light beings, because they will work with you. But it's also nice down here to ask about your healing, because it will change. And here we go. We're going into another room. If you don't have any results that you expect, then ask again. And we're going into a room where the dolphins are. This is very nice. Here we go. We're in this room right now. And if you want to put your hand in front of yourself, you're going to actually feel this wonderful energy of the dolphins. Move your hand from left to right, up and down. And you're connecting now with the dolphin energy. So this is very, very nice. I love this room here. And I'm going to just put some music on for you so you can actually experience the dolphin energies and just sit there in peace, because you are in the moment right now, out of time. This is where the light is. Light's never in time. It's always in the moment. Never created time. The dark side created time for you. Here we go. Enjoy being out of time and pure peace and love with the dolphins. went into another room, and this room is where they have the large bumblebees. This is quite exciting. You can ride on them, fly around with them, and they're going to give you some nectar to have and some honey. So first have the honey. Here it comes. I'll count to five, and it'll be in your mouth at that time. It'll be just a little bit of it, a little drop. So one, two, three, four, and five. Just enjoy now going around, flying around, hovering, having a great time. These are all divine beings with the body that they're going to incarnate into their next lifetime after they leave the light ship. Nectar, one, two, three, four, and five. Females are, the female light beings, and they're going to be doing like a neck massage, back massage, foot massage to you, so you're going to really enjoy this session here. So again, just sit back and relax, and maybe you might want to close your eyes just to experience this wonderful healing session. And it's quite awesome. So here we go. Another room. We'll go into the large amethyst crystal shield. And this room is very, very large. And each individual point that's in the amethyst crystal shield is a conscious crystal. And it will do healing on you. So we're in this room. We're levitating. I'll bring in the crystal energy down here. One, two, three, four, and five. Dogs are. So here's the dogs on the light ship going to do some healing work with you. They feel a little pause on you here as they're doing energy work to help heal your body. our time is coming to an end here. So we're going to come back from the light ship. So we're going into the special orientation room. All the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we're now going into the room. They're talking to you about what kind of healing they have done with you. So you're actually talking to them physically or through mental telepathy. We're going into the next room. And our animals and pets are joining us now. We're getting ready to come back down. I'll just count to five as you feel the energy shift. But before you come down here, this is how life is supposed to be here. You're probably very peaceful right now, very content. You feel very nurtured. This is the way the light is. You know, when you get into darkness, which is what's here on the earth plane by the aliens, then this is how we get distracted from not being with our spirit. So here we go. We're coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring up the light beam right now for everybody on their monitor screen. I'll leave her activated for the next half an hour, we'll say. So at half past on the hour, the light beam will leave your monitor screen so you can, again, feel the divine presence of the light through the light beam. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. If you like what you experienced today, we do light ship healings Mondays and Fridays for 1 hour for $20. And hopefully we'll see you on those calls. If not, hopefully we'll see you also on the 8-hour call, which will be tomorrow, to get rid of these entities to help you out so that you're able to become more conscious spiritually. So I'll say blessings to all of you and turn it over to Sylvia.
So, Ron, what would you like to tell people that want to come on the call tomorrow that haven't signed up about how they can reach you?
Yeah, just send me an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com. I'll get the email. I'll contact you probably tomorrow. You can use PayPal on it, or just give me a phone call, and I'll get back with you. So blessings to all of you. All the information is on this website. Just scroll down to the bottom. And if you do pay with PayPal, you get the information sent right to you for the phone number and PIN number. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.
Good night.